You think you're safe because you know, right? Like, to check those suspicious links.
Right.
Well, this attack changes the game completely.
Yeah.
We're diving into a phishing campaign called Sion Hashtag Trap.
Mm-hmm.
And it is as sneaky as it sounds.
Absolutely.
These attackers are using totally legitimate tools to slip malware onto your computer.
Yeah.
And plant a secret virtual Linux machine on Windows devices.
That's right. It's a new level of deviousness.
Yeah.
It's exploiting the trust that we have in everyday software.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a delivery truck with a hidden compartment.
Okay.
That's what we're dealing with.
All right. So let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Our sources detail how this works step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And it all starts with an email disguised as a survey.
Right.
Often pretending to be from One America.
Yeah.
They trick you into downloading a huge installer file.
Huge.
You'd rock at 285 millibit.
Wow.
Supposedly for the survey.
Right.
But while a fake error message pops up, making you think that the survey is broken,
mm-hmm.
they're actually installing Tiny Core Linux in the background using a program called QEMU.
Yep.
Hold on, Tiny Core Linux.
Yeah.
That's known for being super small and efficient.
Right.
Why would attackers use that?
That's the genius of it.
Okay.
So, see, most antivirus software focuses on what's happening directly on your Windows system.
Right.
But QEMU,
okay.
it creates a virtual machine, essentially a self-contained computer within your computer.
Wow.
Antivirus doesn't usually scan what's happening inside that virtual machine.
Okay.
So it's like having a secret room in your house that the security cameras can't see.
I see.
And TinyCore, well, it's so tiny and basic that it slips under the radar.
Uh-huh.
This is the perfect Trojan horse.
So they're basically installing a whole other operating system on your computer
without
you even knowing.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But what exactly does that give them access to?
Think of it as a backdoor wide open.
Okay.
With that TinyCore virtual machine running, they essentially have unrestricted access to your system. They can scan your network for other vulnerabilities,
right.
mess with your files,
yeah.
escalate their privileges, you know, give themselves admin rights,
right, right.
and even remotely control your device.
Oh, wow.
We're talking full-blown system compromise.
And one of the tools they use for this is called Chisel.
Exactly. Chisel lets the attackers create a hidden tunnel back to their own servers.
Mm-hmm.
Bypassing any firewalls or security measures that you might have in place,
Jeez.
They can steal data, manipulate files, or even launch further attacks from within your network.
Wow.
It's a scary thought.
Yeah.
But this is the reality of this new breed of attacks.
This is certainly making me rethink my own security measures. I mean, if they could use legitimate tools like QEMU and TinyCore for malicious purposes.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the future of cybersecurity?
It's a challenge, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Traditional antivirus software might not be enough anymore.
Right.
We need to think beyond signature-based detection and start looking for more sophisticated behavioral analysis tools
mm-hmm.
that can spot these attacks even when they're using seemingly harmless programs.
So this Contact Trap campaign really exposes a blind spot in our current defenses.
Absolutely.
Right.
It highlights the need for a multi-layered approach to security.
Right.
We need to be proactive, not just reactive.
Well, let's get back to the attack itself. You mentioned they could steal data. What kind of information are we talking about?
Anything and everything.
Oh, no.
Think about all the sensitive data that you have on your computer.
Yeah.
Financial information, passwords.
Right.
Personal photos.
Uh-huh.
Confidential work documents.
Wow.
With this back door, it's all potentially up for grabs.
That's a scary thought. And it makes me wonder if traditional security measures like firewalls and antivirus are even effective against this kind of attack.
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
And that's what we'll dig into next.
So we've established that this Contact Trap campaign
right.
is pretty sophisticated,
mm-hmm.
using legitimate tools to bypass traditional security measures. But is there anything we can actually do to protect ourselves?
Yeah.
Or are we just sitting ducks?
Not at all.
Okay.
There are definitely steps that you can take. It's
right.
like having a security system for your home.
Okay.
You want multiple layers of protection.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So what's the first layer of defense?
Well, it starts with being incredibly cautious about emails from unknown senders, mm-hmm. especially those that prompt you to download something.
Right.
Even if it looks like it's from a company you recognize.
Okay.
Take a moment to verify the sender's address.
Right.
Look for any red flags, like misspellings or strange formatting.
So don't just blindly click on links or open attachments.
Right.
That's good advice in general.
Yeah.
But even more important in this case.
Absolutely. And on an organizational level, it's crucial to implement advanced email filtering solutions.
Okay.
These can analyze incoming emails for suspicious patterns,
okay,
like attachments with executable files or links to unfamiliar domains.
Right.
It's like having a guard at the gate checking everyone's credentials before they're allowed in.
Right. That makes sense. An extra layer of security at the front door.
Yeah.
What about strong passwords and two-factor authentication? Those are always recommended.
More than ever.
Right.
Two-factor authentication, or 2FA,
right,
means that even if someone steals your password,
okay,
they'll still need an extra piece of information,
mm-hmm,
like a code from your phone,
right,
to get into your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a deadbolt on your door.
Okay.
It makes it that much harder for someone to break in.
Okay, that's a good reminder to enable 2FA everywhere I can. Mm. But what about the software itself?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're exploiting legitimate tools, is there anything we can do on that front?
This is where keeping your software up to date is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
Those updates often include security patches that fix known vulnerabilities.
Right.
If you're running outdated software, you're basically leaving your front door wide open.
Ah, got it. So we've talked about email filtering,
right,
strong passwords, 2FA,
yeah,
and software updates. Mm. Anything else we should be thinking about?
One of the most powerful defenses is actually something that we can't download or install.
No.
It's about building a culture of cybersecurity awareness.
Right.
We need to educate ourselves and our colleagues about the latest threats,
mm-hmm,
like this CronTrap campaign,
right,
and how to recognize phishing attempts.
Okay.
It's like training your family to be on the lookout for suspicious activity in your neighborhood.
That's so true. Ultimately, attackers are relying on human error. They're hoping that we'll click that link or open that attachment without thinking twice.
Right.
But if we're aware of the risks and know how to spot the warning signs, we can break the chain.
Exactly. Knowledge is our best defense.
Right.
And it's not just about protecting ourselves.
Okay.
It's about protecting our organizations and our communities as well.
Well said. So to recap, the CronTap Trap campaign is a sophisticated attack that uses legitimate tools to slip past antivirus software.
Right.
And install a hidden Linux VM on Windows devices.
Right.
But we're not powerless against it.
Nope.
We can be proactive by being cautious with emails.
Yeah.
Using advanced filtering, enabling 2FA,
mm-hmm,
keeping our software updated.
Yep.
And most importantly, educating ourselves about cybersecurity threats.
You've hit all the key points.
Good.
It's a reminder that cybersecurity is an ongoing process.
Right.
We need to stay vigilant and adapt to the evolving tactics of attackers.
Mm-hmm.
This CronTrap campaign is just one example of how they're getting more creative,
right,
using our own tools against us.
And that brings up a really important question.
Yeah.
If attackers are getting this sophisticated,
mm-hmm,
what new challenges does that pose for the future of cybersecurity?
Yeah.
What new strategies and technologies do we need to develop to stay ahead of the game?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're going to explore next.
It feels like we're in a constant arms race,
yeah,
with these attackers always trying to outsmart each other.
Yeah.
But they only need to find one weak spot,
right,
while we have to defend against everything.
Exactly. And that highlights why we need to think about cybersecurity in layers.
Right.
No single solution is perfect, but by combining multiple layers of protection,
mm-hmm,
from technical safeguards like email filtering and two-factor authentication,
right,
to human factors like awareness training,
okay,
we can create a much more robust defense.
So it's like building a security ecosystem rather than relying on one magic bullet.
Exactly. And it's an ecosystem that has to constantly evolve.
Okay.
As attackers develop new tactics like this CronCheck Champ campaign,
right,
we need to adapt our defenses.
Okay.
This might involve investing in new technologies,
mm-hmm,
updating our policies and procedures,
right,
or simply staying informed about the latest threats.
So for our listener who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, what's the one key takeaway you want them to remember from this deep dive?
Don't underestimate the importance of staying informed.
Okay.
And proactive.
Mm.
Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. And even small steps can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Read articles, follow security blogs.
Okay.
Talk to your IT department.
Right.
The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself and your organization.
Great advice. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to cybersecurity. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
From the sneaky tactics of the Tronchak Trap campaign to the importance of layered security and staying informed.
Absolutely.
We've seen how attackers are using legitimate tools for malicious purposes.
Right.
Like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yay.
So the question is, what other seemingly harmless tools or technologies could be exploited in the future? And how can we stay ahead of the curve to prevent these attacks before they even happen? Something to ponder as we navigate this ever-evolving world of cybersecurity. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, Tate.